Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The weather is getting warmer, maybe even hot, and it's a good opportunity to maybe pick up a new sport, maybe soccer, tennis, or something entirely new.
And don't give up. Don't give up. All right. Hit that away until the ball is gone.
Yeah.
So last one, lads, it's just huge. Like, everyone here made this match happen. Be proud of that. We are always going to be the first team to start for the Cavs. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Let's make it a win as well.
Up the Cavs.
One, two, three, Cavs. On three. Right. One, two, three, Cavs!
All right. So that was the huddle for the first match ever played by the Sacramento Cavanaughs, which has for the past year been introducing people in the region to the Irish sport of hurling. With an H, and they are preparing for a new season ahead. Joining us to tell us more about the history of the club and the details of hurling itself, our founder and chairperson, David Nelligan, as well as players Kai Uccio and Connor Gorey. Welcome to you all. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Vicky. Much appreciated.
Well, David, I want to start with you. I think a lot of people are going to be learning about hurling for the first time. So what is this sport?
So look, hurling is Ireland's national sport. It's an ancient sport. It's very important to say it's a field sport. So anybody who's familiar with playing soccer, rugby, lacrosse, field hockey, they'll be right at home playing hurling.
Did you grow it? I mean, play it growing up?
I did. I probably got my first hurley stick when I was 4 years old. My uncle is actually a hurley maker back in Ireland. Mike Fitzgerald, shout out to his business back there. He's actually my uncle. Yeah, so started very young.
Yeah, and I take it from your accent, you've lived in Ireland as well?
I grew up in Ireland. Yeah, I've lived in Ireland most of my life. I moved to the States in October 2022. I've traveled around Connecticut, Maryland, ended up in Sacramento April of last year.
Okay, and I mean, and you just kind of like got right to it starting the Sacramento Cavanaughs. I mean, you couldn't be without hurling that long.
I couldn't, no. I had hurling everywhere else, so I had to bring it to Sacramento. I didn't know anybody, so it was a great way for me to try and meet people. And thankfully, we've grown a fantastic club in a short space of time.
What goes into creating a club?
A lot of effort, a lot of DMs, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, you name it. You know, just a lot of cold calling people, trying to find the Irish community, the Irish American community, reaching out to a lot of clubs, baseball clubs, lacrosse clubs, things like that.
How many players, how many people are part of the club today?
So right now we've about 20, 25 active players. So that started from, I think, like a core group about 9 or 10 back in June last year, and it's just really boomed.
How many players do you need to play a match?
So in the United States, it's 13 players per team. And it's roughly the size of a soccer pitch, maybe a little bit bigger. Yeah, so 13 a side.
Who do you play?
So we actually played our first competitive game in Treasure Island last October. We played St. Joseph's of Silicon Valley in our first match. We actually won that match. So that was the little clip there was from the pre-game huddle. It actually brings back some really great memories. That was a fantastic day for all of us, for our club. But this year we're full participants in the San Francisco GA competition at the junior level. So we'll be playing about 5 or 6 clubs from San Francisco.
Oh, I love that. That must have felt amazing winning your first game or match.
It did. I mean, we were quietly confident going to the game. And it wasn't easy. They gave us a great match, great contest. But for some of the guys here, like Connor and Kai, just to get that first experience in the Sacramento Cavanaughs jersey was fantastic.
All right. So I want to bring Connor and Kai in. Connor, what drew you to play, and not only learning about, but playing hurling?
Right. I think I represent a bit of a middle ground here in terms of I'm very Irish-American. Might slip into an accent here if David keeps on talking too much. But I grew up knowing about the game. My family always had a pair of hurling sticks in the garage, but never having anyone to play with or never having the knowing really where to start. So when I learned about the team at a 4th of July party last year when I was wearing a Guinness shirt, and somebody came up to me and said, "Do you want to join a hurling team? We're starting tomorrow." And really just went from there, from zero to where we are now. First game in October and upcoming season here in the next month.
Okay, so what has the learning curve been like for you?
And for me, it's not often in your grown-up life that you really get to start something from zero with other people also starting from zero. Not that we are starting from zero. I had a lot of experience growing up with soccer, another field game. But what was hardest for me was learning the the stick skills. I have in front of me a hurling stick or a hurl.
Yeah, it's kind of like a flattened baseball bat.
Right, flattened baseball bat. If you really just flattened it with a press, stretched out the end into a bit of a tear, somewhere between a teardrop and, you know, an axe. And learning that this is a game that plays just like soccer, but with the skills of almost baseball, which, Kai, that's your background.
Yeah, Kai, how did you get involved in this?
I think we have three beautiful, gradients here. We have David, who's been playing since he was born, Connor, who kind of has heard of it, and me, who has the common misconception of hearing about it and think they're talking about the ice sport, which is pretty much the response I get almost every time. But, you know, I had the background of baseball, and David was reaching out to a lot of baseball players in the Sacramento area, and he found us through LinkedIn on the club baseball team from Davis. So he was able to bring us in, and, you know, it's kind of like baseball, but the hands are flipped. So if you're familiar with Hank Aaron, that's how he used to hit. So, you know, it was kind of a funny feeling to try to swing it like that. But, you know, I think the hand-eye coordination, the speed, all those kind of things kind of caught on pretty quickly. It's been really fun. Like Connor said, it's great to, as an adult, you know, try to grow and try to learn new things along the way.
What have you enjoyed most learning hurling?
I think in our video, I mentioned that there's nothing quite like feeling the hurl, catch it clean with the slitter, which is what we call the ball, and seeing it fly over the bar. You know, I was in playing baseball, you get a similar feeling, and it's just kind of that addicting feeling of coming back. And, you know, growing up, I wasn't allowed to play a lot of contact sports, so being allowed to play contact sports now has been really fun to kind of bump and bruise with the fellas a little bit.
All right, well, what level of contact are we talking about?
So it's not like rugby, you can't wrap up, but you can get pretty close. So you can shoulder-to-shoulder tackle. When the ball is on the ground, you can tussle in a ruck. Mm-hmm. Obviously, mind the head, we wear helmets, so that's mandatory. You have to wear a helmet. But yeah, you can get pretty physical when you're battling for possession, for sure.
Yeah. David, I imagine if you're telling your family back home in Ireland, they must be really proud of you for starting a club here in Sacramento.
Yeah, they are proud. Actually, my parents were at the first game. They flew over for a vacation. It just, you know, happened to coincide. So they were proud. Yeah, they were proud. There's been, you know, a documentary made about the club. There's been several different things. So I know they're proud, and it probably takes a lot of work from everybody. You know, we have a fully elected board, and, you know, we can't do it on our own. And it takes everybody. So, you know, I suppose my role as chairman is to make sure that the board, our priority is the players at all times. You know, helping the players we have, helping them learn, helping them provide them with a safe environment to play hurling, and also to grow our playing pool. Because one thing for sure, we want to have, you know, multiple teams. We want to have not just men's teams, we want to have ladies' teams too. The ladies' version of hurling is called Camogie, and we also want to develop in time a youth program for sure. So we have ambitious long-term goals for this club, but right now it's all about just looking after the players, first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask, if someone's listening to this and they want to join, I mean, what are the requirements? Who is able to play and join this club?
So right now, anybody who's over the age of 18. So our playing population right now is between the age of 18 and 53. So we have a very wide range. What do you need to turn up and play? You need cleats. We'll supply you with the hurling sticks. We'll supply you with the helmets. So we have all of our information available on sacramento.gaa. Mm-hmm. That's our Instagram page. We also have a website, sacramentoga.org. So all the information you need is there. Yep.
Connor and Kai, I mean, both of you have been athletes before, playing baseball or playing soccer. What's different about the culture of hurling?
I think a big part of it for me, especially having joined the team that was just starting, is that we all get to learn this at once. We really touched on it, but the idea that, you know, you're starting from just these small building blocks of fundamentals, 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 and then 2-3 weeks in, you're doing something 1 week that you couldn't do last week. Getting able to see that exponential growth among myself, but also among, you know, the other people on the team. We're congratulating each other. There's a real sense of camaraderie and almost growth that you can see in real time.
You know, I think the beautiful thing about our team is that it's the sport that brings you in, but it's the community that keeps you coming back together. Like Connor mentioned, that there's so much camaraderie, so much support. If you come to our practices or our puck arounds, which are informal, you know, like playing a catch with your dad or your friends, you're going to see a lot of support. You're going to see everyone supporting each other, cheering each other on, which is a beautiful thing. And if you stick around long enough, you'll see us down at the Bond Lair having a few pints on a good night. So it's always a good time to be able to find new friends, find new people to hang out with, and really find your community.
Yeah, I noticed that front and center on your jerseys that you're wearing right now. I might have had a pint or two at the Bon Lair well. Yeah, it's a really fun pub. I also actually saw you all out at an Irish festival like a couple weeks ago. So in this short time, you've already been really like embraced and embedded within the Sacramento community from, yes, the Bon Lair. I mean, that's a local business, but it really seems like it's kind of just taken off in such a short amount of time from just you having this idea.
Yeah, so March was a very busy month for us. So that event, the Irish Social Limelight, Joel McNamara, pretty big figure here in Sacramento. So we made that connection. He invited us along to that event. That was pretty cool. We had like a target station. The kids really enjoyed playing with that. We also, you know, spoke to the crowd. We were part of the march behind the Sacramento Pipe Band. We participated in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Old Sacramento this past weekend. And then the weekend after next, March 28th, Saturday, March 28th in Davis, we have our Golf Classic fundraiser. So we've all 18 teams filled. We've every hole sponsored. So that should be a fantastic day for the club again.
Well, thank you three for just spending some time with us. Can't wait till next year and see how much you've grown even more.
Thanks very much, Vicky.
Awesome. Thank you for
coming. Thank you.
And that is David Nelligan, Kai Uchio, and Connor Gorey. We've been talking about the Sacramento Cavanaughs. They are a new Gaelic hurling team in the region. You can learn more on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. Enjoy Science Friday. We'll catch you back here on Monday.